What about something they'd use for milking?
A milk pail.
Okay, what's a milk pail made out of?
I don't know.
Is it wood?
I imagine metal.
Mm-hmm. You think of a bucket and pail as being two different things? Or?
Well, it's not two different things. It's just like you would... it's association, I guess. You think of a milk pail and you think of a bucket for water, you know.
What about the thing they've used to carry food out to the hogs in?
I don't know. I know they'd say they'd go slop the hogs. That's what they'd say they'd do when they'd go feed them, go slop the hogs.
You ever hear it called a slop bucket?
Yeah, slop bucket.
Uh-huh. And something you could use for frying eggs in, you'd call that a...
Skillet.
What would that be made out of?
Metal.
Mm-hmm. This heavy iron or...
Cast iron.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a something like that, only it has little legs on it, and you can cook in a fireplace with it?
I know what you're talking about, those big black iron pots.
Mm-hmm.
Those kettles, like, that's what they call a kettle, with the iron handle, the wire handle.
Did you ever hear something called a spider?
Mm-mm. I'm not familiar with that.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
Vase.
And if you were setting the table for people to eat with, you'd give everyone a... Next to each plate, you'd give everyone a...
A fork and a knife.
And a...
Spoon, whatever is necessary. If you're eating pizza, nothing.
And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to...
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, then she...
Dries the dishes, picks them up.
In clear water, she...
Rinses the dishes.
Okay. What about the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
A dish towel or a dish rag.
And the cloth or a rag you use to bathe your face with?
A face rag.
And to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
And something that, if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a... Like if you wanted to pour something into a Coke bottle or something, you...
Oh, a funnel?
Okay. And nowadays, if you were carrying clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a
clothes basket.
And if the lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new...
Light bulb.
Okay. And, you mentioned, people raise sugar cane around here. What do they make with the sugar cane?
Sugar. Both white and brown sugar, syrup.
What about something similar to the syrup?
You thinking of that liquid?
What's that?
It's like syrup, but it crystallizes. I guess it's the process. They must stop at a certain process or something.
They call that?
Liquid, LACUITE, I believe that's how it's spelled.
What about the black strap?
Molasses.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between molasses and syrup?
Molasses is darker, thicker.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of that called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Mm-mm.
What about them? Say if you wanted to buy molasses, what would it come in?
A can.
Did you ever hear that called a stand of molasses?
Mm-mm.
Or stand of lard?
No.